This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Bus accident in Argaghanchi kills 19 people, 4 people die in mini-truck accident in Humla district. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health condition improving. Silent period for November 30 by elections begins. Election Commission urges political parties to abide by election code of conduct. And Dhaka court sentences 7 individuals to death over 2016 cyber attack. Now the news in detail. At least 19 people have been killed in a bus accident in Argaghanchi district. The police said the commuter bus heading to Butwal from Sandikharka fell some 500 meters off the road at Narpani of Argaghanchi district yesterday evening. The police said 15 people have been injured in the accident, saying some of the injured are in critical condition. Police personnel from the Armed Police Force and Nepal Police had been mobilized for the rescue. Likewise, 4 people have been killed in a mini-truck accident in Simikot of Humla district. The accident has left 13 people injured. The police said residents of Namka rural municipality, Tanjod Lama, Chiring Lama and Nodi Lama were killed in the drunk driving related accident of the mini-truck transporting goods of Food Management and Trade Company Limited. The injured are going on treatment at Humla District Hospital. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health condition is on the course of gradual improvement. Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center under the Trivandrum University Teaching Hospital informed the Prime Minister's health was stable. According to the press statement issued by Center's Executive Director, Professor Dr. Uttam Krishnasrestha yesterday, the Prime Minister was in condition of having conversations yesterday itself. Prime Minister Oli underwent a successful surgery of his appendicitis and hemodialysis at the center on Tuesday. He has been under the constant observation of the doctors. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa has taken stock of Prime Minister Oli's health. Leader Dewa reached the center yesterday afternoon and inquired about the health condition of the Prime Minister through center's Executive Director, Professor Srestha. The Election Commission has urged all sides to abide by election code of conduct so that voters would be able to participate in the election in a free atmosphere. During a press meet organized at the Election Commission to share information about the preparation of the by-elections being held after 2 days, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia requested the political parties and candidates to abide by the election laws and codes. Meanwhile, the silent period for the by-election started yesterday midnight. During this period, no influence and intervention with fear, pressure and persuasion are allowed. Similarly, publicity through any media is prohibited in this period. The candidates are strictly urged not to use information sharing via electronic and social networking sites such as Twitter, Facebook, Viber and SMS. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Lal Prachanda has said the incumbent government would complete its 5-year term. Addressing an election assembly organized by the party in Pokhara yesterday, the party chair claimed the government would remain stable till the completion of its full tenure. He further said the nation had achieved the political stability for the first time after 70 years due to the struggle initiated by the Communist Party. He added a courageous decision taken by the party ended prolonged political instability in the country. In a different note, party chair Prachanda stated existing border dispute between Nepal and India would be resolved as the government was committed to promoting national unity, independence and territorial integrity. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has stressed on the need of effective implementation of social security, terming it without alternative. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu to mark the Social Security Day yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said there was need to head the social security program efficiently and effectively as it was a historic program. He also said no one could escape from the program. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel clarified that the government was ready to address any difficulties that might come in course of social security scheme's implementation. Also speaking on the occasion, Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister said the social security scheme was beneficial to both employers and the employees. Officials from Railway Department of Nepal and National Railway Administration of China reached Lumbini yesterday to have a detailed feasibility study of Kathmandu-Pokhara-Lumbini railway line. The officials from Physical Infrastructure and Transport Ministry on Tuesday had discussed about the detailed feasibility study of the Kathmandu-Kerung railway. The Chinese team had also submitted a report of the preliminary feasibility study of the Kathmandu-Pokhara-Lumbini Railway to Secretary at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Transport Management. Spokesperson of the Railway Department, Engineer Aman Chitrakar, said the detailed report of the study would be prepared in different phases and it would take about 2 years. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Upendra Yadav, has clarified that the reshuffle of his responsibilities from Ministry of Health and Population was a normal phenomenon. Talking to journalists at Janakpur Dham of Dhanuka District yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Yadav said the talks surrounding his reshuffling from one ministry to another and rumours of humiliation were misleading. On a different note, the Deputy Prime Minister underscored the need for constitutional amendment, arguing that it was necessary to make the National Charter a dynamic document. National Seismology Center has said an earthquake measuring 5 magnitude had been registered at 10 p.m. yesterday with its epicenter in Sindhupalchak District. The Seismology Center said the earthquake with its epicenter at Pulingkot at 22 hours 8 minutes yesterday was an aftershock of the Gorkha earthquake. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. An anti-terrorism court in Dhaka has sentenced 7 people to death in connection with the deadly seize in 2016 of a popular cafe in Bangladeshi capital. Among 8 accused, one person has been acquitted by the court, which delivered its verdict amid tight security. 22 people were killed after gunmen stormed the upmarket Holy Artisan Bakery in Dhaka's Gulshan area on July 1, 2016 in an attack that drew global condemnation. The victims included 17 foreigners. Judge Mohammad Mujibur Rahman of the Anti-Terrorism Special Tribunal of Dhaka ordered the deaths by hanging. Rescuers in Albania have pulled at least 26 bodies and more than 40 survivors from the rubble following a powerful earthquake. Several European countries have stepped in to help with the relief efforts. Teams of soldiers, police and emergency workers overnight on Tuesday sifted through the debris of shredded apartment blocks and hotels in towns near Albania's northwest Adriatic coast, close to the epicenter of the 6.4 magnitude earthquake that rattled the country before dawn. Some 500 shocks have been felt since the initial quake hit on Tuesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the western region, partly cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions, and remain fair in rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the western hilly regions. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the central and western high mountainous region. Well, that's all the news bulletin we have for this bulletin. Before wrapping the headlines once again. Bus accident in Argakhanchi kills 19 people, 4 people die in mini truck accident in Humla district. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's health condition improving. Silent period for November 30 by elections begins. Election Commission urges political parties to abide by Election Code of Conduct. And Dhaka Court sentences 7 individuals to death over 2016 cafe attack. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.